Joining us right now is Stephen Neal. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Yeah. I'm sure you guys feel that way on Friday after Friday practice, huh? Friday. Happy Friday?
It is. Yeah, definitely happy Friday. You know, got most of the work in for the week, and now it's, you know, and there'll be time to just kind of get the bodies rested and ready to go. So,
I got to admit, I was surprised when I heard Bill Belichick say today he was going to have you in the dome. I thought you'd be out there in the pouring rain today.
Hey, whatever he thinks is best for the team is what we're going to do, and I'm not going to argue with him. You can see his track record. He knows what he's doing. So it's a lot of yes coaches from this guy.
hey, Stephen, tell me how you felt after Sunday's game where the team didn't just produce 100 yards. It was 200 yards on the ground. How'd you feel after that game?
Well, it was pretty good. You know, obviously that week's over. We're focusing on Miami. But, you know, you felt good. Like I said, the coaches call the plays, and we try to execute them. And we had a lot of great people, had great performances, you know. Little Danny came in there and did a great job. And Ben Jarvis, always great job. Fred gave us everything he had, and it was a good job.
You know, I was gonna say this about Miami earlier, but now that you're on the line, I can really personalize it. when you've got a divisional opponent, and you've been in the league for a little bit, you're around long enough to have some friends on the other team and to have some enemies or some personal rivalries, individual rivalries. As an offensive lineman, is there anybody on that defensive line that you either look forward to playing against, or you say, okay, here we go again? This guy is a menace to me.
Well, I guess, you know, going back to your point of friends and enemies on each team, since I never really played college football, I don't really have a lot of friends from other teams unless I played up and down here. But, yeah, there's certain guys each week that always possess a challenge. And Randy Starks is a great player. I think he might have got a sack off me last year. Langford, he's a tough guy, too. He's a real powerful guy and gets his hands up and bats a lot of balls down. So, each and every week there's a challenge, and, yeah, you look at the guys that have given you problems in the past, and hopefully you've worked hard enough throughout the week and got your game plan, individual game plan down to fix those problems.
Are you much of a talker out there during the game?
The only people I talk to are my offensive line mates, because we're trying to get the calls right and get everything precise. So I'm not over there yapping at the defense. And if they're even yapping at me, I don't even hear them because I'm listening to Copen, Sebastian, to Brady, you know, whatever they call, we're trying to relay it out to everyone and get on the same page.
Has there been an exception to that rule? Has somebody gotten under your skin and gotten you yelling back at them?
Not really. I think one time a guy stomped me in the pile, so I just kind of just let him know, hey, you want to play like that? We can go. So that was a long time ago, though. It's, you know, we're a bunch of professionals out there, and you know, you could say whatever you want to me. It's not going to ruffle my feathers too much. So,
and you know, plus you see a lot of these retaliation penalties, Stephen. I mean, I saw it last week, you know, watching Kansas City and San Francisco. I think it was Sean Smith from Kansas City. For the second consecutive week, he was able to talk to somebody and get them so annoyed that they wanted to punch him, and they actually did, and they get the 15-yard penalty. Have you ever seen that? You know, you didn't start it or you weren't the aggressor, but you're the one getting caught and costing your team.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that try to do that kind of stuff. Like I said, it doesn't matter to me. And if someone really gets me upset in one play, then when I get my shot in three or four plays, legally, I'm going to take it. So, like I said, we're all professionals, and you never go out there to try to hurt someone or anything. But if someone wrongs you, it's definitely better not to fight back right then. Wait for the right moment, I think, when it's legal and you can't hurt the team, then it's better to do it then.
You know, Stephen, I know some guys watch film in different ways. Some guys are loners. They just want to go in there, the dark room, and they'll just watch the film by themselves. You know, sometimes groups come in, offensive linemen come in, defensive linemen come in, they bring the beer and turn it into a little bit of an event. How about you? When you watch film, what's the procedure for you?
Well, to say one thing, I've never heard anyone bring a beer into this thing. But
make it better. Make it more fun.
That's
something I'd like to try to do, I think.
Maybe I saw that in Animal House or something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. Trade me to that team, right? But I kind of like to do a little bit of both. I like to be in there with the offensive line, and we watch a lot as a group, and just so that we can all see it the same way. I think it's really important, like I said, as offensive line, to see things the same. Because if I think of it as one thing and then the tackle thinks of it as something else, that's where miscommunication can start. So it's important to watch with a group, but then it's also important to watch by yourself. And then you could talk about, hey, I saw this thing, let's watch it together. You know, and so it's good for a little bit of both, you know, by yourself and with your teammates. And I think that's probably the best mixture you can have.
I'm always curious about that. When you're watching Miami Dolphins film, would it be all from this year, or would you actually go back to last year's Dolphins game and would you look at stuff from there, or is that just too far back to even matter?
Well, it's always good. You know, there's a lot of the same people, especially, you know, their defensive line. Like I said, it's good to watch. Okay, this is the same guy. It's in a little different scheme, but this is what he did, and this is how he got an edge on me last year. What can I do to not let that happen this year? And just kind of more for individual instead of the scheme aspects. But it's I think it's always good to watch as much film as you can. You know, I don't think you can watch too much. So
from what you've seen so far, what has Carlos Dansby brought that's different to that Dolphins defense?
Oh, that's a good question. He's a very fast guy. He's playing really hard. But the guys that were there last year were playing pretty good there too. So I don't want to say that he brings a lot of energy, and he's a quick guy. He's a smart football player, and like I said, he's got those guys fired up, and it's not just him. You know, you got a BC out there, number 55. He's a new guy, and he brings it pretty good too. And Wake's got a bigger role this year, so there's a whole lot of guys, you know, doing a little bit more than they did last year, and new guys in there, and I think that's helping them out.
Have you guys talked much about, I know with the Patriots you don't always go back to the past, but I'm wondering if you've talked much about the road woes in the last year and change. I mean, you had that big win, a blowout win in London, and then you beat Buffalo last year on the road. Other than that, no road victories. Have you guys addressed that and talked about some of the issues that have led to these road disappointments?
It's been mentioned, and I think it might not just be the road, but, you know, sometimes we come out and we have a good first half and then don't do a good job in the second half. So whatever those things might be, we just got to do a better job and play for 60 minutes, not just 30 or 15 or 45 or 50, for all 60. You know, just go out there and play as a team. And whatever we got to do, you know, to finish these games and have success on the road and at home. So it's definitely, you know, we've discussed it, and hopefully we have some answers. I'm not sure what it'll be, but we'll go out there and do our best, and hopefully it's good enough.
Why has a 60-minute effort even been an issue for your team?
I'm not sure. I mean, I look to myself, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Monday night or a Tuesday night, or, you know, no matter what, I'm going to try my hardest, and I feel like a lot of the other teammates do the same thing. But, you know, maybe there's, like I said, I have no idea. Maybe, you know, a concentration level or something. But we just got to find a way to finish these games. And also, we're playing against some good teams, too. And I got to give them credit when they knock us off.
Are you one of those Sunday at one guys, or do you like Monday Night Football?
I'd rather play Sunday at one, I think. You know, waiting around all day, especially on the road, is never a good thing. I enjoy being with the family as much as possible. So Sunday at 1 is always a great time, but, you know, being on Monday night, it allows all my family in California to get to watch the game, too, so that's always a special thing. So
yeah, 6 o'clock start for those guys. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad at all, you know. Living on the West Coast is great for television. So.
And for sports on television,
I mean,
anyway.
It's insane, man. You wake up, it's, 10:30, 11 o'clock, you've already missed the start of the game. The game is well underway at 11 o'clock in the morning.
You know, and the hard thing is, too, you know, you got all these Red Sox fans, and they're in the World Series, and it's 9 o'clock at night starts. That's not fair to the people over here. But the West Coast, it's 6 o'clock after work. You just go home and start watching the game. So it's a little different. And, I like the West Coast TV schedule a little better, personally.
Steve, we appreciate the time. Good luck Monday in Miami. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You take care.
See you later.
All right.
That's Patriots offensive lineman Stephen Neal.